Mighty, mighty souls, welcome aboard. Welcome those of you viewing on YouTube. Let me begin just with a couple of introductory comments. First of all, I just want you to know what a joy it is, just truly a joy to have all of you here today. I've always wanted to do some advanced seminars, and the situation never seemed right. Then all of a sudden, the situation seemed right, and we can do some advanced work here today. I want you to know, too, that the seminar will be about you. It's really about you. And my goal is to assist you to know yourself better, to perhaps expand your vision of who you thought you were into something maybe even a little broader. And not only in a sense to expand your vision, but my goal would be that at the end today, that each one of you would have a direction of going forward in your lives. Maybe something very particular, something you might do in the next month or two or three, or something you might look at for the next 5 years or 10 years, a broader vision of life. So whatever that direction is going to be, I hope you'll feel at the end that I kind of know where I'm going and I know what I'm going to be doing as I go forward. So our seminar today is on the dynamics of creation, how life operates, but most of all, how life operates in you. What I would most like you to see is how this energy really works within your own life. And perhaps you might see yourself just a little differently because of that. What I'm going to simply ask today is your attention, that you just open your mind to some other possibilities perhaps, maybe seeing yourself just a little deeper. We're not going to be talking just about your personality self. We're going to be talking about your deeper self, your higher self. That's why we call it an advanced seminar. It's not just about everyday stuff, but it's about life, larger life, seeing yourself in a broader, bigger pattern and vision. Hopefully that'll be very helpful. And then we'll be doing two meditations today, first and second sessions. They'll be lengthy, and you'll do well with them. So I'll just ask again that you be attentive during the meditation, and I think you'll find them quite helpful for yourselves. So let's begin with session one. You can take out your notes there. My outlines are always skimpy, as you probably know, so plenty of room for notes, and I'll be following that pretty exactly. So session one is entitled Understanding the Universal Dynamics of Creation in You. We want to stress not just the universal dynamics of creation, but more than anything else, the goal would be to see how they operate in you, because you're the one that is living your life. Hopefully we can give you some general ideas, but they have to come to rest by and large within you. So we're going to begin talking about what are those three general dynamics of creation. And the three general dynamics of creation we're going to be talking about are life, light, and love. So when you're talking about the dynamics of creation, we're going to be talking about those three particular things, life, light, and love. And we're probably going to talk about them in a way that maybe you've not heard them talked about before. So I want to give you a good understanding of what we mean by life, and then what we mean, very hard sometimes to capture light, and then what we mean by love, a lot different than perhaps what we normally talk about when we use the word love. In order to present the material in a way that's fairly easy to understand, at least I hope, I'm going to use just a little bit of Plato, very simple little Plato. In his writings, Plato always said something that just made perfect sense to me. He just said, there's an ethics that helps you to live in your day-to-day existence, but there's also a higher ethics in life. And for Plato, the higher ethic of life, very simply, was to know and become like the good. To know and become like the good. So the good would be Plato's name for God or ultimate principle, source, whatever word you want to use. But it always made sense to me, well, we could probably figure out the everyday stuff. The difficulty is learning that larger stuff, what it means to know and become like the good. Some people say, well, that seems pretty far out, but quite frankly, Jesus said pretty much the very same thing when he said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Always made sense to me. the easy stuff we can kind of get. It's that harder stuff that we need a little more with. So we're going to be talking about, in a sense, using Plato's notion of knowing and becoming like the good. Knowing and becoming like the good. So I thought the easiest way for us to be able to do it would be to answer the question, well, what has the good given to us? And once we understand what the good has given to us, then we simply would be extensions of that. That we could know and become like the good if we knew what the good had given to us. So I'm going to suggest to you today that the good, the ultimate source of life, light, and love, has given us three things. And if you understand those three things, then realistically you can raise the quality of your life. So my goal today is to try to share with you what the good has given us by life, light, and love, but to be able to present it to you in a way that might be a little beyond how you normally conceived it. So our goal very simply would be to know what the good has given to us, and then we in turn would simply be extensions of the good. We would extend the life, the light, and the love of God or of the good. So we would know not just the general dynamics of life of the good, but more than anything else, we would know the dynamics of life as they apply very practically to ourselves. Does that make sense to you? Just once we understand what we're going to be doing, we'll then put it into operation and it should work out very nicely. So let's begin first of all. When we talk about what the good has given to us, let's talk about the notion of life. The simple notion, of course, whenever you talk about the good, is the very fact that, well, you exist. You're an existent. You're a primary existent. You have being. But what I'd like to do is to kind of explain a little bit more about the being that we have. Each one of us sits here as a being. We have beingness. We are. But what is the nature of this life that we have? So what I'd like to do is to share with you an experience I had when I was in college. And for me, it's the best way to describe what I consider the life that we have to really be like. When I was in college, I think I was 21 or so, and in those days, back in the 60s, the students didn't have very many rights. And I was in a philosophical psychology class, and we were talking about who you are, what you are, and so on. We had this rather bombastic professor, and I was sitting in the front row right where you are, Pam, and he came down and he pounded on my desk. He said, Mr. Lisi, who are you? What are you? Well, he scared the bejeepers out of me. I just want to tell you that. I was, whoa, no one has ever pounded on my desk saying, who are you? What are you? But anyways, that night was one of those moments in my life, one of those two or three moments I will never, ever forget. I went back to my room at the dorm that night, and I said, I'm not leaving my room until I find out who I am. I just want to tell you that. So I closed my door, and I just started. Okay. Who are you? Who are you? Oh, I have to mention, there was a very aimless, mindless movie out at the time called The Blob. Maybe some of you have seen The Blob. If you want a mindless, aimless movie, see The Blob. It was in black and white at that time. And The Blob was this glutinous mass that would just absorb everything it came to. I think they made it in color, but it's still mindless and doesn't have a whole lot of plot to it. But anyways, just keep that in mind. So I went back to my room that night, and I just thought, okay, Vince, so who are you? Well, I knew I wasn't my name. You could call me anything. I knew it wasn't my gender. Could have been a woman. I knew it wasn't my nationality. I knew it wasn't my religion. And I kind of knew I wasn't my body, that if I lost an arm, I would still be me. But who was this me? Who was this me? And I thought, and I thought, and I thought, and I thought. And somewhere along the way, the question went from, who am I, to what am I? What am I? What is this I that has this being? And I thought, and I thought and I thought. And this is what I came up with. Again, it does not sound very terrific, but it has a beauty to it. I just said my conclusion was, I am a blob of freedom. I am a blob of freedom. And then I became more sophisticated. I said that I am a unit of freedom. And then I said to myself, I am free, creative energy. I am free, creative energy. Even at that age of 21, I knew no one could tell me what to do. Maybe Julia, you know that already. No one's going to tell you what to do. And realistically, all through life, you just understand that no one can ever tell you what to do. I am free, and I am creative. This energy that I have is an energy that enables me to do whatever I want. It enables me to bring forth things that are very beautiful in life. So that, probably more than anything else, was kind of the basis that I would see my life as, that I am free, creative energy. And what I'm suggesting to you is that's what life is. As you're sitting here right now, I can only suggest to you that you are free, creative energy. There's no one telling you what to do at this stage in your life. Perhaps no one's ever been able to tell you what to do. And that energy within you, it's not just free, but it's creative. You may do nothing, or you may do whatever you feel that you would like to do. I'm going to give you this little quote that's very nice, a nice definition of life. It has come from Eric Butterworth, a wonderful Unity teacher. And this is a wonderful definition that I would suggest to you what life is. Life is your continuing opportunity to give expression to the creative process. Life is your continuing opportunity to give expression to the creative process. Just going to ask that we just take a moment to digest that. Life is your continuing opportunity to give expression to the creative process, of which, of course, you are a blob or you are a unit. I consider that to be the truth of life. And ever since that age of 21, for the past decades, I've never changed my view that I believe what each one of us is a unit of free, creative energy. I believe that that's what the good is. The good is that free, creating energy whence all of us have proceeded as free, creative energy. That we have been made in the image and likeness of the Source. And that primary characteristic is that we are free, creative energy. Each one of us is free to do whatever we want, not just on a daily basis, but this to me is the more important thing. We are free to have a vision of life, to be elevated in what we can do and what our purpose might be here. And to be able to ascertain how we should use our creative energy is one of the goals of all of our lives. And hopefully at our seminar today, this will be one of the things that you'll feel really good about, whether you want to see something going on in the next week or month or two, or you want to expand your vision and realize, well, this is what I want to create. I want to create awareness on the planet. I want to create heaven on earth. Whatever it might be. The point is, that's the characteristic, the first quality we have. So to be like the good is to realize that you are free, creative energy. The second question then that comes into play is, it's not just in a sense that we have this free, creative energy, But what becomes extremely important is that the divine has also given to us light. It's not as though you have this free creative energy and it's all dark. What do I do? That's always a big question. What I simply want to suggest to you is that the second thing that the divine has given to us is the notion of light. Now I'm going to describe light in a few ways. It's obviously not the light we have here in the room or the light outside, but I'm going to give you a few ideas of what light might be, because I think this now is the avenue that many people are moving into. They're beginning to understand what it is to know light. By light, what I mean very simply is a knowing. It is a knowledge. It is a seeing of what is true. It is a seeing of what is true. A seeing from a deeper part of you, not just obviously with the eyes, but it's kind of an understanding of truth. It's a knowing of what is true. I'm sure you see many people, and many people kind of take what is true as just everyday stuff that is more drama. That's not what we're talking about. That the light is really a knowing of what is true. But I'm going to give you another word for it that might be extremely helpful to you. When you talk about the notion of light, I'm going to put it into kind of a mental realm in a sense. We could call it cosmic mind, universal intelligence. All of those apply. But here's what I most would like you to see. Light is, or are, the possibilities of expression. Light simply gives you the possibilities of expression. Light gives you possibilities of expression. It's kind of like, I know this to be true, and this is what I'm going to express. Light is a series of possibilities. Now, this is very important, not hard, but important. The good is the source of all possibilities. The good, God, if you want, is the source of all possibilities. Now, just follow me. These possibilities are of well-being and joy. God is the ground of all possibilities. And these possibilities are always a source of well-being and joy. I'm not talking about everyday stuff. I'm talking about seeing yourself in an elevated way. So that light for you, very simply, is figuring out your possibility of well-being and joy. Just going to say that again a couple of different ways. This is a very important thing to be able to understand, that it's not just that you're a free, creative being, but you have light. What is light? It's what you know to be true. You're a being of light. You're a being of knowing. And the greater you expand your knowing, the greater your possibilities of well-being and joy, when they come from that center of being one with life. So as you're sitting here right now, I hope you feel this deeply within yourself, that it's not just that you are a free creative being, but you know. You know what is true in your higher seeing. That's light. And sometimes you feel it so deeply, you just know. It could be anything like everyone is part of the oneness. It could be like seeing the beauty of nature. It could be being very creative with my Brussels sprouts. It could be anything. It is your light. And that is what the source or the good has shared with us. The good has shared with us a knowing that is our possibility. It is the light that guides us in our free creative activity. That light will always give you what you have on your face right now, Karen, a smile. It is filled with well-being and joy. I can't make you see that. I can only point it out to you that you have this light. You know what really is true. You know what is real. Each of you knows it, because each of you is simply a unit of the divine, an expressive possibility of life. There's a third thing that the divine has given us, and that is the notion it has shared with us also, its love. Now, this is one that we're going to have to elevate, okay? You can do it. You can do it. So, life, free creative energy. Light is the knowing within you of what that creative energy wants to do. It's your pathway forward. So, you have this free creative energy. You have, in a sense, the light of knowing what you want to do. The question now really is of love. So let me just suggest, first of all, love is not the third dimensional emotional element that most people talk about. We're not talking about that. So we want to give you an elevated notion of love. What I'm going to suggest to you is this. Love is the movement of life. Love is the movement of life according to your light. Love is the movement of life. That's what love is. It's the movement of life according to your light. You must come to know your light before you can love. But once you know your light, loving is simply bringing forth. It's expressing your light of life. Put it kind of in another little way, it's love in a sense is life expressing its light. Love is you, life, expressing your light. The key is you as free creative energy and light being your knowing and your truth. Love is simply the movement of your life guided by the light that you know. If you want to use the word for love, the word Holy Spirit is a very, very nice word. It's the Holy Spirit, or it is the spirit of life, putting it into practice. Just kind of a nice little word. So life, in a sense, is simply the movement of life expressing the possibilities of your light. Life, love, light. They just all work together. Love is the movement or the bringing forth of your light in life. Love is the manifesting of what you know to be true as you. And when you feel that you know what is true as you, and you bring forth that goodness within you, you are very simply life manifesting light. You are life manifesting light. That's what love is. You can do it in the smallest circumstance of life, or you can do it in a major challenge of life. But is it not true? It is an unmistakable experience when you are following that guidance within you, and or you're with someone who is expressing that energy. You clearly recognize it. You clearly see that that expression bears the vibration of the light of life. It not only fills you in bringing it forth, but it's quite noticeable to everyone else who is involved. With that in mind, let me now then just do a little brief review, and then we'll be ready to go into our meditation. The goal to understand the dynamics of creation are to be able to understand that dynamic as it works in you. And what I want to suggest to you is that there are three dynamics of creation. The first one is life, that just realistically, I am free, creative energy. No one is telling me what to do, and yet I cannot not express. But you have light to guide your life. Your light is what you know to be true, what you've experienced in life, either in moments of actual external experience or by way of internal growth, internal direction. You know what's true. Love is simply manifesting it, not allowing the events of life to bring you into a lower energy and subvert the light that you're able to bring forth. Confident not only that you have that light, but it is an empowerment to you, and in fact it is what you are here to do. With those three things in mind, I hope I've been pretty clear with those, clear as I can be. Now I'm going to bring them to meditation with you, and now you'll have to do a little work absorbing these things, and I will guide you in the meditation. When we do the meditation today, you can't do it wrong. There's nothing you have to achieve. We're just looking at calmly absorbing the material and feeling that dynamic that is going on within you. Very easy. I'll guide you in everything. Just be attentive. Nothing else on your mind. We know that in our meditation today, we have been examining the higher self, not just the everyday Joanne or the everyday Virgil, but that higher part of us, that deeper part of us that we know we've spent time with. In our meditation now, we will focus on those three aspects of who we are. We will focus on these three dynamics of creation as us. Let us begin by first of all setting the intention that this is what you want to do. You want to know the dynamic of life as you fully now dedicate yourself to this meditation. Let us begin the meditation by simply being attuned to our breath, just focusing on your natural breathing rhythm, the air coming in, the air going out. Just be attuned to it. Allow your body to be relaxed. Kind of close off your mind for a little bit and bring in that higher self, that soul presence to the fore. Please begin and I'll come to guide you. As you continue your breathing, focus in on that deeper part of you, that when you say the word I, you mean that higher self of yours, not the everyday Sandy or the everyday Julia, but that higher self, that part of you that you have come to know as your I. Move now into that higher sense of self, that part of you that is a part of the good, the source. And I'll come back to guide you. Let's begin. Our meditation will have three steps today. The first one, you are a living being. You exist. You have two qualities. You are free. You are free. Would you examine that, please? Feel free. You are not just born free. You were created free. Would you notice how good it feels to be free, not to be bound? Not to be bound by a life situation. Not to be bound by another. Not to be bound by yourself, by an old habit that isn't you. You are free. Would you again notice how freeing it feels to be free? There's a flow. Every dammed up situation, every dammed up person, every dammed up habit is gone. Let us proceed. Free for what? You are free to do nothing. You're free. But you're also free to express, to create. You are a creator being. You are a creator being, just like your source. You are a creator being. When you are ready, you are free to express well-being and joy. You are free to express well-being and joy. Your first dynamic is that you are a creator being with an endless opportunity to freely express life. Let us now proceed to the second step. Well, to express what? Your light. Your light. Your knowing. In a particular situation, or from a larger vision, light is your knowing of what is true. Not just what is true for the little you, but what is true of the aligned higher you. You can experience light as intelligence, knowledge, kind of more a mental knowing, a cosmic intelligence. Or you can experience more soulfully the light. As a feeling, an intuition, an internal disposition, precognitive, no thought, but true. You have light. You're smart, you're intelligent, you see, you are aligned. Right now, Would you just open yourself to feel light, the knowing energy coming to you and streaming through you? Just feel light, your inner knowing, what you know to be true. When you express your light, what you know to be true, you are expressing a possibility of life. You are what life is doing. Aligned, no longer misinformed, no longer cloudy in a fog, but aligned. Your light is expressing well-being and joy. You are what the good is doing as you. For you are simply expressing your light, a possibility from the ground of all possibilities. Notice how you feel right now. Notice the light feeling. Feel comfortable to say that I am the life and I am the light. I freely create from what I know to be true. Please continue your breathing. Our third step. The third dynamic of creation of your higher self is love. I'm going to give you that simple definition, then I'm going to ask you to focus on something. Love is the expression of your light. I'll say it again. Love is the expression of your light. Would you now focus on this? Would you notice how good it feels, how wonderful it feels? When you are loving, when you are expressing your light. I'll say it another way. Would you just focus on how good you feel when you are expressing what you know to be true? Takes your breath away. Don't you feel that right now? Don't you just feel that, oh my, this is wonderful. To love, to express light. Would you entertain this thought? This is me. When I express my light, this is me. This is me. When I express what I know to be true, what joy. Are you beginning to understand what a beautiful being you are? How wondrously you have been brought forth. In life, free creative energy. In light, knowing what is true. In love, experiencing the joy, the well-being, of being a creator. Would you please just sit and enjoy yourself in this truth? Return now to the rhythm of your breathing. You might not want to. You might not want to. You're such a wondrous being. You're sitting in your freedom right now, happy to be you. Would you be pleased with yourself? Happy. And just when you're ready now, bring your attention back into the room, into your body persona, opening up its eyes and allowing you to shine through. Namaste.